The municipality of Anchorage will see a slightly bigger budget in the upcoming year. At its Tuesday night meeting, assembly members approved a $521 million operating budget. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, amid declining revenues, the city is struggling to close a spending gap while dealing with increasing costs to handle public safety and homelessness.
The new budget is about $12 million over last year's and taxes to the maximum allowable limit under the city's charter. The assembly spent a long stretch of time debating amendments. More than $100,000 was added back into the budget to reverse cuts to the city's main library. Another $170,000 was put in to handle cleaning up homeless camps along the trail system. Felix Rivera, who represents communities in Midtown, says the overall expenditures reflect the city's priorities and values.
We all know that the city has skin in the game to solve this problem. Let's show it in the budget that we passed today.
Much of the budget increase concerns a constellation of costs associated with homelessness, crime, substance abuse, police, and emergency medical services. The administration asked the assembly to approve millions of additional dollars for expanded police and fire departments, which includes ambulance transports. The mayor's office also requested $500,000 for more snow plowing after facing criticism last year. Assembly members approved those measures and added $50,000 to pay for a mobile syringe exchange program run by a local nonprofit that helps mitigate the spread of bloodborne diseases among injection drug users. Assemblymember John Weddleton of South Anchorage says it's an unfortunate expenditure as the city struggles to cope with the effects of worsening opioid and heroin addiction.
I think it's a tragedy that we have to honestly consider doing this, but I'm convinced that we have to buy needles for people.
Some of the new costs are covered by a 10% tax on fuel the assembly approved earlier this month, which will offset property taxes slightly for homeowners. The administration has also left several staff positions unfilled to reduce personnel costs. The municipality's two most fiscally conservative members from Eagle River were the lone voice against the budget on the 11-member body. Fred Dyson objected to assembly members voting to use money from savings to pay for extra services. Amy Domboski proposed unsuccessful amendments to make broad cuts to nearly all city departments and another to delete $500,000 the mayor's administration wants to use for its homelessness initiative.
So I'm not going to be supporting all these touchy-feely, we need to give more to this group and that group. The fact of the matter is we have to get our priorities in line. It's public safety, it's infrastructure, it's the basics. There comes a point where property taxpayers have had enough. And frankly, I've had enough.
The city has faced declining income in recent years from a drop in state revenue sharing and the end of a rebate from a local electrical utility. Costs have also increased from labor and the administration's push to expand the police and fire departments. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.